Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utteries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude chapter 1 in the letter to Titus. We're in verses 15 and 16. To the clean, all things are clean, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is clean. In fact, both their minds and their consciences are tainted. They claim to know God, but by their deeds they deny Him. They are vile and disobedient and unqualified for any good deed. You know, when you believe in God's grace, you look for the goodness He provides in all situations, unafraid of conflict, because out of strife comes grace and from grace comes the truth of redemption. Amen. When you give in to the vile life of excess, you become defiled and unbelieving, using excuses to avoid the beauty of salvation. This is living for the deeds of the destiny, drawing upon the strength Christ provides to live by love, faith, and hope of sharing His mercy. We are enjoying what is clean by living clean in His Word daily, uttering constant prayer to proclaim the only way to know life eternal. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. As we continue to lift up the Holy Spirit, as we pray for our brothers in blue, the men of Kairos. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Titus 1. We conclude chapter 1 today with verses 15 and 16. One stanza poem, its title, Deeds Good, Unqualified, Disobedient, and Vile. Clean are things all for the clean. Clean nothing for unbelieving and defiled. Tainted are consciousnesses, minds, theirs, facts, seen. Deeds good, unqualified, disobedient, and vile. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's June 7th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 10:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a recording from South Florida in the VA parking lot. So I just got done having a tooth extraction. So I continue to lift up the Word of God. Heal all things. I said to the Lord, please, Lord, let this tooth come out easy. And they had it out within 2 minutes. And the lady said, I have never had a tooth come out so easy. So we trust the Lord can give us grace at any time, in any place, anywhere. And we call on Him to help us through these times that we need Him most. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, she's by my side this morning. I love you so much. Have an awesome day. The Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we look to close today at about 5:33 as we continue to share the needs of others who are going through a depressive state and are still thinking that they would rather kill themselves than to live to a natural death. We lift up those people today, Lord. Those people who are thinking about using a weapon to go and shoot somebody. We lift up those people that they will thwart that idea. As we lift up our friends and our families such as John and Marie. John, we love you guys. God bless you. And have a good day in the Lord's truth. Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. And we close in the name of Jesus at 5:33. God bless you. Thanks for joining us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.